welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, the Australian government organisation, sunspot activity continues to be very low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 74, that's 7.4, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has dropped to 11, that's 1-1. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the near future. There are currently three sunspot groups currently active on the face of the sun. It means that high frequency propagation on channels above about 12 megahertz worldwide multi-hop transmission over darkness or semi-darkness paths will not be very reliable. And those conditions are expected to be much the same for the next few months as we move through the latter part of sunspot cycle number 24. Cycle 25 is not expected to materialise until about 12 months from now. In the meantime, here in the southern hemisphere, it's midwinter. We've just passed the shortest day, and conditions on the shortwave bands have been quite good in our mornings. That's the Victorian mornings, just around sunrise or before sunrise and just after sunrise. That's on the lower frequency bands. There's a summary I made recently between 2000 and 2030 on the 49 metre band. Quite a number of signals audible, and these are as follows. 5860 Radio Fardar, broadcasting from the Kuwait transmitting station in Persian. And the 5950 Korean Broadcasting System, broadcasting in French from the Usedom French relay station, transmissions to Europe, the Middle East and Africa. And 5960, the Voice of Turkey from Ankara, broadcasting in Turkish. 5985, China Radio International from Beijing, transmitting site in English. And 6010, a recently introduced frequency for NHK Radio Japan Tokyo, with its Japanese services from the Yamata transmitting site. 6020, China Radio International, broadcasting in Polish from the Shija transmitting site. And 6080, Radio Free Asia, morning services to China, in that language, Chinese, from the Tinian relay station in the Marshall Islands, Marianas Islands, 6090, Radio Amhara in Ethiopia, broadcasting station there, transmitting in Amharic. And 6100, China Radio International, broadcasting in Arabic from the Xi'an transmitting site. And 6110, Radio Fana, broadcasting from Ethiopia in the Oromo language. 6170, Radio Romania International, with transmissions in French to Africa. And 6185, another China Radio International frequency from the relay station in Albania at Serik, transmitting in Arabic. And we move close down to the lower frequency bands in the 60 metre band. There's not that much activity in this band in our Australian morning, but these stations may be of interest, including those in the 60 metre band and the 75 metre band and the 90 metre band. The Voice of Hope, the broadcasting station, the transmitting site at Seoul in Korea,
broadcasting in Korean to Asia, 4885. And these are between 2030 and 2100. Station known as the Voice of the People, another type of political broadcasting station, broadcasting from Korea, or South Korea in Korean, on 3930, and in parallel with 3910. And another frequency for the Voice of Hope, 3985, Korean. And other stations in that frequency range include Papua New Guinea, Radio Milne Bay at Elatau, broadcasting on 3365, signing on at 1955, quite good reception here in Melbourne, and Radio Bougainville on 3325, signing on at 1950, another good signal. And the Voice of Hope, another frequency, broadcasting in Korean from South Korea, using 3985. And the Pyongyang Broadcasting Station from North Korea, broadcasting on 3250, that's around 2030. Now in the period 1945 to 2000, some more signals noted on the 49 metre band. 5970, China Radio International from the CEREC, Albania Relay Station in French. 5995, the Voice of Hope again from South Korea in Korean with programs for Asia. And on 6000, the Overcomer Ministry broadcasting from Kostinbrod in Europe with programs in English. And 6010, NHK, Tokyo, again audible, 1945, in Japanese from the Yamata Transmitting Station. 6030, Radio Oromia, broadcasting from Ethiopia in the Afar language. And 6055, China Radio International from the CEREC Albania Relay Station with transmissions in French. And 6065, the Voice of America from the Sao Tome Relay Station in Africa with programs in the Kurundi language. And 6145, the Korean Broadcasting System, this relay station, or using relay facilities at Wolford in England with programming in French. So quite a number of signals audible in the 49 metre band in our Melbourne morning period between 1900 and 2030, and those conditions are expected to remain much the same in the near future. Now, some notes of propagation and monitoring from Europe, from the SWLDX Bulgaria organisation. First of all, Radio Sultan of Oman, broadcasting in English, 1400 to 1500 on 15140, with 100 kilowatts, 315 degrees, 315 degrees, antenna azimuth to Western Europe. And Radio Sama, S-A-M-A, that's Sivar Radio, broadcasting from the Moosbrunn Relay Station in Austria, 0800 to 0830 on 15260 with 100 kilowatts, 115 degrees, 115 in Arabic, to the Near and Middle East. Another frequency for FIBAR radio, this via Dubai in the UAE, 15215 between 1200 and 1230 in Tibetan to Central Asia. That's 250 kilowatts, 85 degrees, 85. And another one for FIBAR radio, this one via the Tashkent, Uzbekistan relay, 9500 between 1430 and 1500 in Hindi to the Asian area, 100 kilowatts, 1310. degrees antenna. And via Yerevan, FIBAR Radio, has a number of relay services operating. This is on 12125 from Yerevan in Armenia, between 1600 and 1700 with 300 kilowatts, 192 degrees antenna to East Africa in Amharic and other languages of that part of Africa. And finally, Wolferton, FIBAR Radio, known as Radio Sama for this transmission, 1700 to 1830 on 15260 in Arabic to the Middle East and Near East, 250 kilowatts, 105 degrees antenna azimuth. So those were a few items from supplied by the SWL DX Bulgaria Monitoring Group in Sofia. There's some information from the USA at the annual meeting of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters. The topic of DRM receivers was of great importance. This information from the online media magazine Radio, which is distributed to radio professionals around the world. Jerome Hirigoyen spoke about three different receiver types: a portable, a dongle, and a shipboard unit. And a prototype of one of the solutions was available for inspection at the meeting. George Ross of Transworld Radio shared information on the current status of the Pantron X Tetis 2 receiver, and he believed production units of this Android tablet-based solution would be available shortly. And the Gospel GR216 tabletop receiver was also mentioned. Of interest in the USA is the recent application of Terms Tech LLC to broadcast DRM from New Jersey towards Europe and the Middle East. Specifically, they plan on using the Armstrong Tower just west and north of New York City with Yagi-type antennas, generating an ERP, that's an estimated radio power, of 10 kilowatts on 9650 and 15450. From the DRM news from the radio magazine, we learn that during May and June of this year, experimental DRM transmissions are resumed by the Brazilian public broadcaster EBC from the Rodeador Park, where the Radio National transmission facility is located. Different antennas and frequencies were tested, and reception reports from places more than 1,000 kilometres away were received. Transmissions are being carried by the Brazilian Digital Radio Association in partnership with the EBC. The intention of these low-powered transmissions is to raise awareness of the DRM digital radio system for broadcasters and the new government there towards its adoption as a national standard and to enable permanent high-power DR transmissions from the EBC. So that information was acknowledged to the radio magazine, the online magazine for radio communication broadcasting professionals worldwide.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.